for an even larger influx. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells Fox News Sunday that a plan is in place to deal with the resulting surge of migrants when Title 42 is lifted later this month.
One of the pillars of that plan, one of the border security pillars, is to work with our partners to the south and really ensure that they manage their respective borders.
Mayorkas also says more border agents are being sent. A surprise visit to Ukraine by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who led a congressional delegation to the war-torn country. Fox's Greg Palcott has details from western Ukraine.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. She's the highest-ranking U.S. official to come to Ukraine since the war, along with that first official congressional delegation. In a three-hour meeting overnight, they pledged they would work to get more military aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, some good news from the battered city of Mariupol. Officials confirming a UN evacuations of civilians. 100 brought out today from the basement of that steel mill where they were holding out.
It's believed about 900 civilians remain in the steel mill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer pitching an idea that he says would provide more revenue to aid Ukraine.
We should be seizing the assets of the oligarchs who made their money from Putin's illicit behavior in Russia and send it right to Ukraine.
Schumer says he'll also push to approve President Biden's request for $33 billion in new aid for Ukraine. The National Weather Service says the Kansas tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings near Wichita Friday was an EF3, generating winds of 165 miles an hour. Several people were hurt. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Voters will go to the polls this week for some closely watched primary elections. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
Republicans in Ohio have been lobbying attacks for months, most trying to portray themselves as the most in line with former President Trump. Trump has endorsed venture capitalist and author J.D. Vance in the Senate race, boosting Vance's standing in the polls. But other top-named conservatives, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz, are backing former state treasurer Josh Mandel in the race. Congressman Tim Ryan leads the field for Democrats. Voters in Indiana also head to the polls Tuesday in that state's primary. Republican Senator Todd Young is favored to win re-election. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Some recent polls show Democrats may be losing support among Hispanic voters as the midterm elections approach. Fox's Alicia Acuna has more from Denver.
The once reliable segment of the electorate now may be waning in its support of Democrats. A recent Quinnipiac poll finds President Biden's approval among Hispanic voters sits at just 26%. The National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, or NALEO, projects at least 11.6 million Latinos will cast ballots in 2022, a 71.4% increase from 2014. In 2020, nearly half of Hispanic voters in Florida chose former President Trump, a significant increase over 2016 that former Latino Democrats attribute the party's push to the left. In Denver, Alicia Acuna, Fox News.
President Biden laughing off his low approval ratings last night at the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
The correspondents' dinner returned last night after a two-year hiatus because of the pandemic. About 2,600 people attended. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.